And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Damon is at the Arlington Improv this weekend, all weekend long with the funny. Yeah, good to be out of Chicago right now.
Yes, indeed. Dodging potholes and thunder snow.
Thunder snow.
Yeah, what is it?
People don't believe that it exists when you wake up.
What's thunder snow?
Exactly. When you have a snowstorm
with thunder and lightning. And now we got tornadoes and floods. It's hell in Chicago.
It's the end.
Yes. And potholes.
Yeah, man.
Potholes every time this season.
It's like driving on the moon.
Wow.
Craters, car-sized holes down the block.
Used to be a song called Bumping on the Moon. Now it's just like driving on the moon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember when I lived in Chicago, those potholes were so big.
How big were they?
You hit one, and your front end would be so far out of line, you would actually be going forward and sideways at the same time, looking out your side window.
That was the original gangster link.
It was studded.
Now, you don't know about winners. And after winners in Chicago, it is another experience after winter.
It seriously is.
Seriously, Ignorant News correspondent Damon Williams reports on a boy who drives better than he lies. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as two lovers swapping slurps. You ain't lived till somebody slurped on you. I'm just trying to tell you. No matter what part of your body you catch a slurp, it's going down.
That's love.
That is love. You swap slurps. All right. Now, it wouldn't be news if I said a parent woke up in the middle of the night to find a kid and the family car gone, all right? But it's like a rite of passage, I would say, okay? So let me read this because I'm talking now. I'm used to doing it with y'all in the room.
And we're watching this. This is weird.
I looked at Nikki like, yeah, what?
What is she doing here?
Right. What are y'all doing in here? Why do I have clothes on?
In your bedroom.
Right. but I remember me and my older brother stole the keys to my stepdad's Electra 225,
deuce
the Buick.
The
deuce in a quarter, as it were. Yeah, you know, you put the car in neutral and you push it out the driveway and try to get it out quietly in that gravel.
Right.
Okay. Oh, that's funny, man. It's funny that we mentioned that, too. Look, so we put the car in neutral driveway, and we ran down the block listening to Johnny Taylor's Disco Lady. Imagine that. It's already in my story. Because we'll talk about that later. Anyway, this... y'all are throwing me off.
I'm sorry.
Everybody leave.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway. I hope this isn't your life that you're going to be using this weekend at the Arlington Improv.
Not at all. Anyway. However, it would be news if I tell you the boy was 10 years old and he had his 18-month-old sister with him. All right. He's a Norwegian boy at that. So, down in Norway, they're a little advanced. Anyway, they were well on their way 10 miles into the drive when the boy veered off the road into a snowbank. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't judge the boy. He was 10 years old. There's some grown people that can't drive Atlanta. Anyway, and my phone keep doing stupid stuff.
We have to explain it.
Okay, Sybil. Y'all throw me off.
I'm sorry.
All right, my phone is scrolling out of control. There's something going wrong. All right.
Yeah, we see it.
Seriously, let me just jump to the next story.
Okay.
As serious as a box booty shot. All right, look, we ain't got time for this. All right, this next story comes from Clearwater, Florida. A man walks into a Radio Shack at 9:30 a.m. wearing a ski mask. Now, first of all, where do you buy a ski mask in Clearwater, Florida?
From a 10-year-old Norwegian kid.
Yes, the 10-year-old Norwegians. Thank you, Sybil. Keep it moving. All right. The man. So, you know, first of all, you bogus if you're selling ski masks in Florida. You know the only purpose is for robbery. So when the man walked in, his name was Andre Puskas, which sounds like a gay Russian. Speaking of gay Russians, hurry up, move, quickly, quickly. Okay, that's a gay Russian. Okay. Thank you all. Keep up. I'm in the studio. So when the robber tried to pepper spray the lady to get the money, then she ran, he tased her, okay? But he couldn't tase because he missed and hit the back of his own hand. Now, he would have got away with the robbery,
but
he came to work that day because he worked at the damn Radio Shack. Seriously. As serious as a musty coworker. Look, I'm at the Arlington Improv
all weekend. We'll do it live.
And I'll report to you live from my crib next week where I'll get it right. Sorry, Tom.